Welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week, I try to bring you an interesting mixture of Chazonus and everything else but Chazonus in terms of Jewish music. I hope you're with me. We've had a little bit of a hiatus for Pesach, and we're back, and here we are at show 100. And we had some discussions about what could be special. But I think the fact that tomorrow is Yom HaAtzmaut is special enough, and I will be playing certain recordings that reflect our feelings, particularly Avinu Sheba Shamayim. And during the first hour, I'll be playing Ribono Shel Olam for Sfira, some very, very wonderful recordings of that prayer. But before I begin with the Chazanis, I want to go back to 1947. You know, I am a creature of habit, and this is a recording that was taken at the UN in those wonderful days that brought about the creation in 1948, 63 years ago. So let's go back to the United Nations.
And on November 29th, 1947...
We will... proceed the roll call. You all know how to vote. Those who are in favor will say yes. Those who are against will say no. And the abstainers, always they know what to say.
We will start it now.
Afghanistan? No. Argentina? Argentina? Abstention? Australia? Yes. Belgium? Yes. Bolivia? Yes. Brazil? Yes. Belarusia? Yes.
The final vote on the United Nations Palestine Partition Resolution had begun. The galleries were filled with tense and anxious spectators.
Abstention.
Some of the votes were hardly unexpected.
Iran? No. Iraq? No. Lebanon? No. Soviet Union? Yes. The United Kingdom? Abstain. The United States? Yes. Uruguay? Yes. Venezuela? Yes. Yemen? No. Yugoslavia? Abstain. 4, 6, 8, 10.
The news reached Tel Aviv at midnight, and the world tuned in on Mogrebi Square. A good cross-section of Tel Aviv's population is here tonight, about 20,000 jam-packed in Mogrebi Square, where loudspeakers have been set up to announce the result of the important vote that's now taking place in New York. People are standing on top of trucks and buses, hanging over balconies and out of windows, perched on top of street lamps and telephone poles, all waiting for the momentous word that may spell victory or defeat for their 2,000-year dream of a Jewish homeland. I think you can hear that loudspeaker now. What is it? That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Partition passed, 33-13, and is this crowd excited? They're starting their horror dances now. All over the square, little circles are forming. People are laughing and crying and shouting and whirling around in the wild horror dance. Perhaps you can hear it now. They're starting to sing Hatikva, the Jewish national anthem, away off in a corner of the square, and gradually the horror dances are breaking up and people are taking up the refrain of Hatikva. All around me I can see Jews weeping unashamed while they sing. Let's listen to them.
Thank you.
Well, as I've stated so many times, I've played that every year. That's one of the most wonderful versions of HaTikva during those days. If I may make a comment, just so that you should remember this very clearly, the partition gave the Arabs the Galilee, and they gave them, let's say, the so-called West Bank, right up to Tel Aviv. And the only way that you could get to Jerusalem, it was really never quite figured out, because it was totally surrounded by the land that the Arabs were supposed to get. And then there was the war. And what were they fighting for? They had everything. They had the so-called West Bank. They had the Galilee. And if you look at a map, Israel perhaps never would have survived had they had to live with the boundaries of 48. But from 48 to 67, I ask you to recall that Jordan had control of the entire Judea and Samaria, what we call the West Bank, and Egypt, Gaza. So the question is, when they went to war each time, and they had the so-called West Bank, what were they going after? Well, it's clear that it was their intent, and always was their intent, and still is their intent, to destroy the state, the Jewish state of Israel. And I don't think that there should be any question about that. And it's quite curious that all the years up until 67, when Arabs were living in Judea and Samaria, you never heard of Palestinians. Well, of course, the only Palestinians were really the Jews who lived in Palestine and some Arabs prior to 48 and 47. We all know many Jews here in America and in Israel who still have Palestinian passports. There was no such thing as an Arab-Palestinian entity. All of a sudden now it's their divine right. So these are things that should be kept in mind. Okay, let's get to the Chazanis now. We'll start with Yossi Malavani and Avinu Shebashamayim, Tzur Yisrael, V'Goalo. Yossi Malavani.
Avinu Shebashamayim, Tzur Yisrael, V'Goalo. Barech et Medinat Israel, Reishit Tzemichat Gehulateinu, Hagein Aleha Be'evrat Chasdecha Uferos Alea sukat shelomecha ushelach orecha v'amitecha lerashea sarea v'yotzeya v'takeneim v'yetzah tova. Shaka, 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 Shaka Veshakat Veshanam, Veshakat Veshanam, Veyenem Acharid.
Yossi Amalavani with a stirring Avinu Sheba Shemayim. Now, we are all familiar, I think you're familiar with this next rendition, if you will. It was written by cantor Saul Zim and has really become one of the favorites of Chazanim. Let's hear Ozzy Schwartz with Avinu Sheba Shemayim, Saul Zim.
Shamayim Tzur Yisrael V'goaloh Avinu Avinu Sheba Shamayim Tzur Yisrael V'goaloh Barech Barech
Thank you. Hazek, Hazek,
Hazek, Hazek,
Hazek, Hazek, Hazek, Hazek, et yedei meginei, eretz koreshemu,
eretz
That was Ozzy Schwartz with Avinu Sheva Shemayim. We're going to hear one more version, and this is going to be new for for all of you. It's written by this next cantor, who is David Propus. I believe he's from Houston, Texas. My sister Sylvia from Houston, I think, told me that he's in one of the synagogues there. And this is a very, very wonderful version of Avinu Sheva Shemayim, written by David Propus.
Tzur Yisrael ve'goalo Barech et medinat Yisrael Reshit tzmichat ke'ulateinu Hagen, hagen בעברת, בעברת חסדך, ופרוס עליה, עליה, סוכת שלומך. Michat Geulateinu, strengthen the hands of those who defend our holy land. Avinu Sheba Shamayim, deliver them and crown.
That was Cantor David Propis, I believe he's from Houston, with his own composition of Avinu Sheba Shamayim. Well, a few things are happening with Chazonus. First of all, this coming Shabbos, Binyamin Helfgott, one of the brothers of Ichemer, will be at the Chasam Sofer Shul for Shabbos. That's, well, he'll be there on the 13th in the evening and on the 14th Shabbos morning. I just spoke to the president of the shul, our friend Eugene Weiser, and he says that Services will begin at 8:45, and I expect to be there. I hope to see some of our friends from across the bridge. Of course, Itchamir has been wonderful this past Shabbos and the previous Shabbos. I was at Park East, and I must say, not only is he certainly in great form, but I think the choir is doing an excellent job there. A couple of other notes about Chazonis. On Sunday, May 22nd, at 7 p.m., this will be at Temple Hillel in North Woodmere, a Lag BaOmer cantorial concert with cantor Yaakov Motzin, Moshe Shulhoff, and two cantors from Netanya, Israel. Frankly, I'm not familiar with them. It'll be the first time that I'll be hearing them. Cantors Shlomo Guber and maybe his son, David Guber. And that should be a very fine Chazonis concert. Again, that's Sunday, May 22nd at 7 p.m. You can just Google Temple Hillel in North Woodmere. That's over in the Five Towns in New York, of course. And then, of course, on June 15th, don't forget at Temple Beth Shalom, there will be Itchamir Helfgott with Binyamin, Benjamin Muller from Antwerp. Of course, Joel Kaplan, the fine cantor of Temple Beth Shalom. David Burson, cantor Burson from the Jewish Center, will also be part of the program. And of course, the Jesse Aronson Choir will be there. It's always a lot of fun. Okay, now on to Ribono Shel Olam for Sfira, and we have a few wonderful recordings. So let's get right to, first of all, we have to play the classic, and that will be Moshe Stern.
Ribonai Shalom,
Ribonai Shalom. Oh,
Amen.
That was cantor Moshe Stern, and you know, he certainly is one of the greats of our generation. Our next chazan will be Tzvi Aroni. I hope that I can get this Ribono Olamim. Let's see, is this this is not 5-6. 9-0. Okay, this will be, just take a second.